What a wonderful day! What's up, everyone? This is the Destruction Reviews Podcast. My name is Jason.
I'm Jeremiah.
And we are here to discuss...
the Super Bowl, baby.
Woo!
Super Bowl 58.
Yes, sir. Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers. We had some overtime. Mm-hmm. We had some awful plays. We had some awful attitudes. We had awful commercials.
Awful conspiracies.
Awful conspiracies. But I don't think it was an overall awful day. So, first off, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
They weren't the worst team on the field, although they tried to be. Mm-hmm. And when it mattered on that last possession, and even in, I think towards the end of the game, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes took over.
He started to shine.
You know, he is everything that was billed, and I will have to commend my partner here for last week's episode talking about the poise of Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Because I don't think Brock Purdy lost that game. I think he did everything in his power. And boy, did he look good in the pocket. He
sure did.
For the San Francisco 49ers.
He made several major plays. And that was just a tough game, man. That was a tough game. It was a good game, in my opinion. You know, they both teams. Okay, first of all, both teams started out the game really hard.
Yeah.
Nobody scored for like, did anybody score in the first quarter?
0-0.
0-0 throughout the first quarter. Yeah. That lets you know they were playing hard, bro. Yeah. They were playing hard. So, I give them both credit, man. Brock Purdy didn't get it done, but he's young.
Right.
You know, and he's very talented.
Yep.
You know, so I'm pretty sure he'll be there again. They on opposing sides, so they don't have to get through each other to make it there.
Right.
So, yeah. All things being equal, I think I can see him there again.
So, as the confetti was falling and the broadcast was still happening, the broadcasters were talking about these Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, could be the first team to three-peat in a long time.
Wow.
Like, if they're the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl next year.
Already?
Already.
Wow.
But the media, at least, is presenting the narrative that this team is so good, they're going to do it 3 years in a row.
Wow.
And the Chiefs were lucky to get in the playoffs this year. I mean, they had a great run.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they were getting beat by teams they shouldn't have been. They got beat by the Broncos. Mm-hmm. They got beat by the Packers before Jordan Love figured it out.
Sure did.
I think they got beat by the Raiders, too. I may be wrong on that. But then they had to basically win every game on the road just to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But man, when the chips were down and the lights were on,
yeah,
that was it. They were right.
They came to ball, man. It was a good game, man. And man, Patrick Mahomes, dude, that last drive,
man.
That very last play,
yes,
was crazy.
The touchdown pass,
yes, the touchdown pass at the end, that was crazy, man. Cause it's just like he just laid it on them, you know what I mean? They marched all the way down the field. What down were they on? Do you remember what down they were on when he scored that?
Second or third.
Okay, mm-hmm. I know it wasn't fourth down, but man, it was a nail biter, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not to mention, Brock Purdy also marched his team down the field, and they did get a field goal.
Yep.
In overtime.
Yep.
So you know he did his job too, man.
Man, it really sucked, man. Christian McCaffrey was a beast in overtime. Yep. They just
beast all game.
All game. And they just couldn't get it.
And you were right. I'm sorry to cut you off. You were right about the through the air and on the ground.
Yeah.
San Francisco definitely held the edge on the ground.
Oh, man.
Yeah. With McCaffrey.
Yep.
They had a huge edge on the ground. And I thought that was going to let them win because they couldn't stop the run, man.
Right.
They couldn't. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes and that arm, man.
Yep. Well, let me give you a few facts about Super Bowl 58 now that the game's over. Mm-hmm. There were two record-setting field goals in Super Bowl 58. In the second quarter, San Francisco kicker Jake Moody drilled a 55-yard field goal to make it 3-0. Mm-hmm. At that time, that was the longest field goal in Super Bowl history. It had stood for 31 years.
Wow.
The previous record was 54 yards, set in 93 by Buffalo Bills kicker Steve Christie.
Okay.
But Moody's record didn't even last two quarters because in the third quarter, Harrison Butker from Kansas City hit a new record with a 57-yard field goal.
Two record setters in one game.
Incredible. And as bad as kickers have been all year.
Right.
Oh, dude. I mean, it's incredible.
And both of those field goals are pretty big.
And keeping on the kicker world, Jake Moody also missed an extra point in the fourth quarter that might have ultimately prevented overtime. Mm-hmm. But who knows? He was previously 68 for 68 on extra point kicks.
Dang.
And that kick, he missed it, but technically it was actually blocked.
Right.
So
I forgot about it. Right.
Yeah.
They blocked the kick. I remember that, yo.
The Chiefs are the 9th team to repeat as Super Bowl champions, and the first one since the Patriots did it in 04 and 05.
20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the Chiefs have won here and there, here right. and there, but they're the first team to repeat.
Right.
The 49ers have lost the last 3 Super Bowls that they've appeared in. Mm. They also lost in 2020 to the Chiefs and 2013 to the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. That was Ray Lewis?
No. I think Ray Lewis was 2000.
Okay.
That would have been the Joe Flacco Ravens.
Yes.
Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan were the 4th pair of head coaches to face each other in multiple Super Bowls. And now the coach who won the first game is 4-0 in the rematches.
Mm.
That's weird. As we kind of mentioned earlier in the last podcast, Patrick Mahomes was 28 years, 147 days old on Sunday, and became the first quarterback in NFL history to start 4 Super Bowls prior to turning 30. Wow. He broke the record set by Tom Brady, who started his 4th Super Bowl at 30 years old and 184 days old.
Wow.
So by 2 years.
Wow.
So a lot of that narrative, and I think there was a graphic on the screen last night, mm-hmm. or I'm sorry, at the game, talking about Tom Brady sort of passing the torch of greatness to Mahomes.
Okay.
And I mean, Mahomes is doing everything in his power to carry that.
He is. You see, this is the thing about it. I'm not ready to put him there yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Still got a long, long, long way to go. Long way to go.
You know, one thing about those Tom Brady Patriots that I did not... That one thing about these Chiefs that I don't see in those Brady Patriots was that the Chiefs were beatable and there was issues.
Mm-hmm.
Those Brady Patriots, I don't think they were... I mean, they never seemed beatable.
Right. I think 1 year they lost like one game.
Right. Because they were almost going to be undefeated.
Right. I was saying including the playoffs, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's insane. That's outrageous. Yeah, well, they didn't lose at all in the playoffs. Yeah, they lost one game in the regular season and then swept right through the playoffs. Yep. Wow. That's crazy when you think about that, man. Because now, to do that now would be even tougher because they've added, like, what, 3 games?
Yes.
So it'd be...
Well, no, I mean, they've added one more regular season game.
Okay.
But that would be, you know, that's one more game for every team.
Right.
You know? There's one less preseason game, but technically one more regular season. And I think with the wild cards, maybe there is one more extra playoff game. Okay. But I mean, still, like even if Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs team did go undefeated, they're still going to be like, well, the Miami Dolphins of 72 or whatever played less games.
Right.
And there were less, you know.
Right.
You know, like, get off my lawn. So, of course, with the Super Bowl and the Chiefs, came the inevitable Taylor Swiftness.
Yes, sir.
But before we talk about T Swizzle,
okay,
let's talk about her abusive boyfriend.
Oh man, he showed out, dude, in that game. I was disappointed in Travis, man. I really was to see him blow up like that.
Yeah,
you know. For him to be one of the leaders of the team, he shouldn't have did that, man.
At all.
And it wasn't... I didn't feel it was called for at all.
No.
I mean, at that point, what was the score? I think it was like still like super early in the game.
I want to say 10-3 or 10-0.
Right. I was going to say, really I don't remember if anybody had scored a touchdown at that point.
Yeah.
It was like right before I think San Francisco scored their first touchdown. Yeah. But it was still a close game. Right. And then it was mad about the fact that, like, what was he mad about?
Basically, he wasn't getting thrown to.
Okay.
Because if they weren't giving it to Pacheco on the ground,
right.
they were doing Rashi Rice and right. The other receivers, and maybe checkdowns to other players.
Checkdowns.
But he was, for like a large stretch of that drive, or even a couple drives, he was just kind of going in for blocking.
I mean,
he was double teamed.
Right. Everybody got to play a role, though, man. Like, you know, I just didn't like that. I really didn't.
No, it was.
It didn't look good.
No, it didn't look good.
You know,
looked childish. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, you have all this publicity in the mm-hmm. world. Like, you are basically the second most known person in the world right now.
Right.
People are going as them as Halloween costumes. Right. Whatever, right. You know, like, you know, there are a ton of people who are like following you, uh-huh. and this is how you act.
He should not have done that.
Holy mackerel. And it's not like they had a discussion on the bench.
No.
Or like he might have like looked mad. He literally accosted.
Yes.
And like,
did he grab him?
He grabbed him.
He grabbed
his arm.
Right.
And Andy Reid didn't know what was happening. Right. Because all of a sudden he just grabbed his arm right. and he started barking yelling, in his right. ear.
Like, what? And this is the head coach we're talking about.
Yeah.
This isn't like, you know, an assistant.
Wasn't Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Who had kind of words with other players on the team.
Yep.
But they handled it between themselves mm-hmm. and whatever.
It was, yeah, it wasn't another player. It wasn't, you know, a towel boy or anything like that. It right. was your head coach.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was shocked about that. And it didn't look good. I didn't like it, man.
No.
I really didn't.
And after that, I mean, it seemed like until, like, the overtime or even mm-hmm. the fourth quarter,
yeah.
they weren't using him. They were not focusing on him.
Nah. Andy Reid didn't have any back down.
I was like, that's it. He's right. done.
Andy Reid
didn't sell your jersey, Swifties.
And it was just like, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, when there's commotion or like conflict somewhere else where other people are around, sometimes it entices others to have conflict, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that would, you know, him going at the head coach like that, okay, not everybody's fair game. So now you got Patrick Mahomes arguing with one of his top receivers.
Yep.
And I don't know what that was about. I'm assuming it was something on the field somebody didn't like, but right. they were doing pretty good. That the receiver was doing good. You know, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
So I don't know what that was about. You know,
it might have been just like, could have been a check down thing or like a guy was open or whatever. Right. Like, it seemed like a lot of Patrick's decisions. I know that some people criticize Patrick Mahomes that he took the game on his own. He didn't let anyone else. He ran the ball, you know, at the in the final drive, he threw the touchdown, etc.
Okay.
So some people did not like the fact that he didn't spread the ball out in the last drive.
Okay, I don't understand. Okay, I don't even agree with that at all.
And hold that. So it's possible leading up to that in the third and fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't looking certain people's directions
okay.
because I honestly, maybe he didn't trust them.
Okay. Because
those guys were dropping balls.
Yes, sir, they
those
were.
Guys were making mistakes. And you know Aaron Rodgers has done the same thing for 20 years.
Yeah.
If you're not on the same page, you ain't getting the ball.
Right. I mean, listen. The thing about him not spreading the ball around in the last drive. What do you want him to do? You want to win the game or not?
Right.
That's how I'm looking at it. To say something to like I don't understand that. Do you want to win the game or not?
The touchdown pass, mm-hmm. that play,
mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to run it in because his right side,
right.
as they talked about on the broadcast, when the defender kind of bit mm-hmm. and went to Mahomes' left
mm-hmm.
and that receiver rolled out to the right,
right.
and you know he caught that pass with nobody around him,
right.
I thought Mahomes was going to run it in.
Okay.
And I would have been fine with that.
Right.
Like, great players make great plays.
Right. But what I want to say is, that shows that, okay, when the opportunity arose for him to give the ball to one of his teammates when they were open, he did it.
He did. Yep.
You know, like, that's crazy. That's nonsense to me, man.
There's a narrative out there that, mm-hmm. that he's too selfish.
That he's too selfish?
But, I mean, you know, You say the same thing about pick your player.
Right. I was saying the same thing about all of them.
Right.
All quarterbacks are selfish, man.
Is Travis Kelce selfish for wanting the damn ball?
Exactly. He's clearly selfish.
You know? Is McCaffrey selfish because when they were stuffed and they had to settle for a field goal in overtime, he was visibly shaken on the sideline? Like, what more could he have done? I mean, it's all from perspective.
Right.
But I think a lot of people don't want the Chiefs to win. Some people don't want... Now, you guys heard our podcast last week. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I'm always like, look, the Chiefs are the champs. Mm-hmm. Until the Chiefs are beaten, they're the best team.
Right.
And if it was going to be the San Francisco 49ers, then we'd be praising them today.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, the Chiefs they're on a roll.
A historic role, man.
Yes.
You know, you got to give credit where credit's due. I ask you this. How long has that narrative been out there that he's a selfish player?
I didn't hear it until the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay. Okay. So maybe it's more of a new thing.
But I think it's based on how that game transpired.
Okay.
And if I'm the quarterback of the team and I want to win this game,
right,
I'm not going to throw it to the dude who's dropped it twice.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. Or if you double cover.
Or if you're arguing with me on the sideline, then your confidence is shaken, I'm not going to trust you.
And it was crazy. I think it was that guy who threw the touchdown.
It was the guy. Mecole Hardman.
So,
yeah.
You know? I don't know.
But despite all that, maybe they hashed it out and he got open and Mahomes put aside whatever issues there are
and gave him the ball.
Won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. We may never see Hardman could be cut next week.
Right.
And he will always have this game.
Yo, he'll have that touchdown. And
I think Mahomes is an unselfish player.
I don't think he's selfish, man. I don't see that. I don't see selfish. I see a decisive decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not open, man, you ain't getting it. You
know? No one else was open on that play.
I mean, all the great quarterbacks do this, man. Yep. Okay. A-Rod, Tom Brady, they all do this. They all have their favorite receivers.
Yep.
And then they also all know when to say, okay, you're not getting the ball, okay? Because they're doing something or you've been affected by something or,
Or the defense figured you out.
Or the defense figured you out. Or maybe the defense is outmatching you. You're not faster than the corner who's covering you. Right. Whatever it may be. Something has to be preventing him from giving you the ball. Otherwise, he'd throw you the ball, man. Yep. That's what he does. He's a quarterback.
But now, it was exciting. It was a great ending. Mm-hmm. You know, the first half was kind of boring. It was kind of a snooze fest.
It was.
You know, is this one of the greatest Super Bowls ever? I don't think so. I mean, it ended great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if, like, somebody showed me a replay of this game, I'd be like... These are the two best teams in the NFL.
Okay.
They can't get out of their own way.
Right.
There's flags all
penalties
over the place.
All over the field.
Man.
That surprised me a lot by the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They had some pretty big penalties.
Very undisciplined.
Yep.
Unlike them.
Right. They started to crack, man. You can see cracks in that armor. Chinks in that armor.
And then and then they beat up their coach.
Yep. I got a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so greatest Super Bowl of all time. Now, we discussed... a day or so ago about how many viewers watched
the
Super Bowl.
And I know you sent me the link or the and I don't remember the number, but I will say this.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, before you it had more viewership. It's the most viewed event of all time. Even more than the moon landing.
Which is from in 1969.
Yes, which had pretty much the entire world
watching
that. So make what you will of it, but there you go.
Okay, so period. All right, it is the most ever, more than the moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Taylor Swift effect?
Oh man, is it the Taylor Swift effect? You know, I have to say so. Because if you're thinking about, fanfare.
Yeah.
Nobody has more fans than Tom Brady. So how could... I understand how good Patrick Mahomes is, how good the team is. You know, everything they're doing. But I don't see Patrick Mahomes bringing in more viewers than Tom Brady.
Okay.
I do not see that.
Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir, he did. Yes, sir, he did. I just don't see that. And I know he got You know what I mean? He's the guy. But he ain't Tom Brady, okay? And he can't draw a crowd like Tom Brady, man.
No.
You know what I mean? So, if you're asking me, is it the Taylor Swift effect? Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that is crazy, man. We'll get to this in a sec, but when you see that stat and then you see a certain conspiracy theory, you're like, okay, well, wait a minute then. Okay? Because I didn't, that's clearly her power, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Those viewers are clearly her power. So if she has the power to bring in that many viewers, okay, can she sway certain people or certain political aspects of the country? Maybe. I don't know what else. Because we haven't disclosed what this conspiracy is yet. But I'm just saying, though, that viewership number would lead, you know, one to believe that could have, maybe it could have happened, mm-hmm. you know? I don't think it would have happened, but I can see where that birthed from.
So, Taylor was in her suite. She had, of course, Mama Kelsey, mm-hmm. Blake Lively, Ice Spice. Was Brittany Mahomes there?
Because I
don't know who, there's another blonde.
There was another chick there.
And I don't know.
I was just going to ask you. I was going to say, I struggled
to identify. I should have done my research.
Right? I struggled to identify Patrick Mahomes is his wife?
Yeah.
Okay, I struggled to identify who she is.
But Brittany has longer hair, from what I remember. I also, side note, I saw that she's going to be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Is she any type of athlete? That's ridiculous. Well, why not put us in Sports Illustrated?
Please.
What is going on here? That is ridiculous. No, man.
And I think only because of the Taylor Swift rub that she gets this.
Okay.
Because prior to her next to Taylor Swift, people hated her.
Really?
Her attitude. She's a money hungry, you know, gold digger.
Really?
Like, there's a narrative that She has just, like, been on his coattails since college.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, well, you know, they're out there, man.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch
so when
your circle.
That first game with Brittany and Taylor,
mm-hmm.
there's screenshots where Taylor is just cheering her ass off. And Brittany is looking at her with side eye, like, bitch, right. This is my team.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, part of that is just, I feel part of that is some natural, because she's such a mega star.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to take the light out of the room.
Of everything.
You know, nobody's going to, nobody's going to outshine her.
Like, there was a game where she had Hugh Jackman and mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds and, the you know, Blake Lively and some of the other stars.
They're all coming to see her.
But, like, she still outshines all those people in that box.
All of them. They came to be with her.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the Taylor effect. I mean, that's...
That's massive, man.
Because prior to last week, when we kind of sat down for last week's preview show, mm-hmm. I was like, my team's out of it. I don't really care. But I want to see San Francisco do it, mm-hmm. or I want to see Patrick Mahomes be Patrick Mahomes. So, he doesn't have the draw as Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
but when you're witnessing greatness, it's great to, it's like, you should watch it.
Right.
Right? Because, like, it's been 20 years since we'd have a team go back-to-back.
Right.
20 years. I mean, you know, you were, like, 10 or 11 the last time when that happened, right? Like, probably not even aware of things.
Right.
And now, you know, you're living in a world where, like, you can witness this and kind of, like, document it and be like, dude, remember when?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm trying to remember, you know, the Broncos in 97 and 98 did it. Mm. But between that and the 04... 05 Patriots, it was, you know, mm-hmm. you know, the Rams 1 year, or the Patriots 1 year or whoever. So, yeah, this is great.
I just can't believe that, man.
But yeah, Taylor.
To think that more people watch this Super Bowl than watch the moon landing. That is incredible.
Now, it's also, we're
now, go ahead.
There are more people in the world than more television sets.
Okay.
Or more ways
to watch the game.
So, it's a great stat, but if we step back and look at kind of the landscape of media at that time, I mean, I don't know how we can quantify 2024 viewership and 1969 viewership in a way that, like, makes a comparison.
You know, now that you bring it up, I don't think we can. And I would like to know, I wish I probably still got the screenshot in my phone somewhere, but I don't know if they said how many millions of people it was. Right. I'd like to know that number. And then, like you said, okay, first of all, you don't have to have a TV. You can watch it on your computer. You can watch it on your phone. You got tablets, all types of stuff. You know, you could record it and watch it later.
And if you record something like DVR or whatever and watch it within like 2 or 3 days, that still counts as a viewer.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting, man. It's a massive accomplishment, but it's crazy because it's not Taylor's accomplishment, but I feel like she had a part in it. You know what I mean? I feel like the credit for that should go to the teams, but I just feel like there's no way. There's no way that they brought in that many fans, that many viewers. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been going to the Super Bowl. I mean, this is his third straight Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
So, okay, why didn't last year break a record then? Because he couldn't repeat last year? No. Right?
No.
No, because he lost the year before that.
Yep.
Okay, so... Well, never mind then. But still, I just don't see the fact that he was going to be able to repeat, seeing as it's already been done by currently the greatest football player of ever.
Yep.
I don't see how they could top that. I just don't. It has to be Taylor Swift. That's pretty much where I'm at with it.
Okay.
That's the only outlier that would make this that drastically different than any other Super Bowl in the past.
Now, what if people who are listening to the conspiracy theory of the psyops?
Should we disclose?
Sure.
Okay. Who's gonna do this?
you do.
Okay. This is this conspiracy. Okay. There are folks out there who believe that after winning the Super Bowl, Kansas City, that is, Travis
Kelce.
Was going to perform, propose in the middle of the field to none other than Taylor Swift. It's going to be a big thing. It's going to garner lots of, hype, yada, yada, and yay. And then after said proposal, she would endorse Joe Biden for the presidency. All of her Swiftie fans would then vote for Joe Biden and he'd win. Now, before knowing that stat, it seemed like complete and utter, just ridiculousness. But after seeing that stat, it doesn't seem like complete and utter ridiculousness. It still seems like a reach, but it seems more like plausible, feasible. I can see it happening is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't see that. I didn't see that coming in. More viewers than the moon landing? I don't know if people know. We got to get the specific number on how many people viewed that moon landing.
Right.
But, dude, I would have to guess it's way up there.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions, man.
Yeah.
If not a cool 1 billion people. Straight up, man. Which would be, that's just outrageous, dude. That's outrageous.
And so I think, if people were subscribing to that, conspiracy theory that they were gonna watch to see if it happened.
Okay,
like the Republicans, who are trying to push this conspiracy forward,
right?
Are maybe watching to see if it's really gonna happen.
Okay,
because if it does, then we can blow up social media and talk about the deep state.
Right. Okay. Jeez, Louise, that's a tough one, man. I'm just thinking of back when you first told me
yes.
about the conspiracy, I thought it was just absolute nonsense. But then when I seen that stat, I'm like, hold on a minute, man. And wait, when did I send you that stat? Was that before? Was that the day after the Super Bowl? That was the day of, right? When I sent you that stat, it was still Super Bowl day, wasn't it?
If it wasn't, it was probably Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, because okay. I think we were talking about the Bucks game, too.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, it was all at once.
All at once.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just, man. I mean, I don't know. Could she win? Does she have, this is basically the question is, does Taylor Swift have the influence to win an election? I mean, that's basically right.
Yeah,
that's basically the question.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're afraid of.
Right? Does she have the influence to win an election, sway an election?
Yes.
However you want to put it.
I really think so.
I mean, yeah. After hearing something like that, I think you'd have to say so. I think if she seriously came out, maybe if she didn't endorse him, I think it would take more than that. Like, I think it would take her. I think it would take more than her saying, "Hey, I'm for Joe Biden. You know, he's great." I think it would take more than that. I think she would have to specifically say, "I am telling all of my fans, you know, mm-hmm. if you rock with me, then vote for this person, period." Yes. She would have to, like, come out and say those things. No, nothing subliminal.
Right.
She would have to be direct, and then maybe. Maybe.
And she could still do that.
Right.
You know.
Right. Without a proposal.
Right.
You know, she doesn't need to.
So maybe if she still did it somewhere in the next few months,
mm-hmm.
that they could still, like, say, well, we told you.
Right. I mean, yeah.
So, according to, I just looked it up,
mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl 58 reached 123.7 million viewers.
Okay.
And it's the highest number of people watching the same broadcast in the history of television.
So, 100, how many?
123.4 million.
Okay, so you're talking about a third of the country, because like 300 and like something, 9 million, right?
Yep. 112 million of those viewers were tuned in to CBS,
mm-hmm.
the largest audience ever for a single network. The rest were measured across Paramount Plus, which is how I watched it,
okay.
Nickelodeon, Univision, CBS Sports, which is online, okay. and NFL digital properties like NFL Plus.
Wow.
Well,
I'll tell you this. The people who are watching on Nickelodeon
yes.
are absolute fools. Because
what about
kids?
Oh, I'm sorry, finish your statement.
Because I'm gonna say they were getting the game called by SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was probably better than Roma.
Right. If the kids was watching, cool, nice way to introduce them to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know, creative. But anybody, adult, you should not have been watching the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear that, man.
So that is your official number. I'm just kind of looking at, I'm just reading this article from Variety. I just want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see. According to a flash poll, 20% of Super Bowl viewers were rooting for the Chiefs because of Swift.
Wow.
So if the factor is the Taylor factor,
mm-hmm.
there's a 20% increase in viewership.
That's quite a large factor.
Based on one poll.
Right. Well, that's a big number.
Yeah.
20%.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's...
For, you know.
So... 20% of 123 million.
That's like 20 million.
20
more.
Million.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, if you can garner that many votes to one candidate, yes.
Yeah.
You can absolutely swing the
election. 20 million votes?
Yeah. You can swing the election easily, I would say, actually. You could probably easily swing the election either
wow.
way.
I mean,
you know?
It's crazy to, like, I don't want to keep saying, like, oh, the conspirators might be right,
mm-hmm.
but, like,
that's
they're thinking about it.
Yeah. That's outrageous. And I mean, you never know if, you know, Joe Biden and his cabinets are sitting back and, you know, they're looking at this, you know, because, you know, they see it. They know about all of this stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if they're sitting back and they're looking at this, you know, maybe they give her a call. Hey, you know, are you a Democrat, Taylor? Would you like to endorse President Biden? Now, hopefully she says no and she endorses Robert Kennedy. But
right. Well, that would be incredible.
Right. He'd win for sure. 20 million votes right off the bat. Right off the bat for a guy nobody knows. Now, that would be incredible. Now, you want to talk about a conspiracy, man? Tell Taylor Swift to endorse Robert Kennedy and let's see how he does. That would be incredible. Awesome. That would be incredible. And that would truly prove her power. You know? That would prove it.
So, the moon landing, which was July 20th, 1969, we're just talking about American television. And this has, according to that, in 1969, it was estimated to be about 120 million people.
Okay.
So there was about 3.5 million more people watching the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So the Taylor effect, mm-hmm. if we want to go with the 20%,
right.
pushes that above the moon landing.
Wow. And, wow.
Yeah.
You know what is crazy? I'm struggling to understand how 1969?
Yes.
1969. Okay? For the first time, humans go to the moon. And every single human being on Earth doesn't watch. What are you doing if you're not... what are you doing if you're not watching this, man? It's crazy, man. How people, you know, how just how things work. Like, I'm serious, you know? Okay, to put it like this. Okay. Moon landing, right? Mm-hmm. First thing. Okay. So, what if... What could be that big like now today, besides the alien stuff? Let's do something smaller scale.
If Rocket X, mm-hmm. is that the company?
Elon Musk's.
Yeah.
Yep.
If Rocket X took civilians to Mars and walked on Mars.
Okay. Now, what are you watching if you are not watching that? What are you listening to? What are you thinking about?
If I'm not watching it, uh-huh. and I'm like, let's say I'm driving, or if I'm like, I have to be mobile for some reason,
right?
I am listening to the broadcast,
right?
I am watching on my phone,
right?
Like, there's no reason why I wouldn't be watching it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, what? This is crazy. This is a thought I had. Like, okay, only 120 million, but it's still a lot of people. But
so summer of 69, mm-hmm. right? We are still in the summer of love. We're still in the hippie era.
Okay.
We're still in heavy opposition to the government based on what's happening in Vietnam. People don't trust the media. People don't trust their elders, their government. So a lot of people that could have been watching. Probably didn't want to like support this because of all the men dying overseas for a war that didn't need to be fought.
Okay.
And we are, if we're July 20th, 1969, we're a few months away from the Manson murders of Sharon Tate and the assassinations of a few of our government leaders. Like we the world is about to change.
Right.
But nobody knows that yet. And like this sort of like, cynicism towards leadership and government is there and then just gets like expanded on in the next couple of months in our world.
Right. Wow. Had Kennedy hadn't been assassinated yet, had he? John F. Kennedy?
John F. Kennedy's been assassinated for... He had been dead for about 5.5 years.
Okay, so he had already been assassinated. Wow.
Nixon's in power at this time.
Nixon, okay.
And we are in We are years into the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Millions of our sons have died, mm-hmm. and come home for no reason.
Right. Jeez.
You know, you've got young people on campuses protesting, being shot
right.
by the police that were, you know, assigned to protect them. Mm-hmm. You've got rock and roll and mm-hmm. you know, the hippie movement. Right. You've got this
psychedelic movement.
Yeah, you've got the counterculture, right? The Grateful Dead and, you know, mm-hmm. Your Hendrixes and mm-hmm. your the Beatles are in the, you know, are about to kind of like end their career right. as, you know, like there's a lot happening
right.
in the world. You know?
What an interesting time to be alive. Straight up.
We are, we're a month away from Woodstock.
Mm. The very first Woodstock?
Woodstock. Boy. So the, I mean, 68, 69. Mm. Oh my gosh. If I could go back in time, dude, it is, I mean, things were happening, man.
Right.
Literally, man, it's happening.
Right. That's cool, man. That's cool, man.
So there was a lot going on in the world that people were not watching their TV.
Right.
You know, tune in, you know, tune out, whatever. There was like a phrase back and then, and I can't think of it. Some of the older listeners might remember it. It was about, you know, taking LSD, just kind of tuning out, tune out the world, and just kind of like live in your head.
Okay, right. Doing your own thing.
Yep.
Wow, man. Wow. All right. Well, more Super Bowl.
All right. Can I ask you this?
Sure.
Is 123 million viewers across multiple platforms that much because of Usher?
Because of Usher?
Yeah. No. Does he draw you? Did you think he draws people in to watch?
Not that many. not that many. Now, of course, he got his fans. You know,
yep.
Most of them are older school. No way. That's just flat out no. I don't think we have to go much further than that.
Okay.
No. And that's crazy that you mentioned it because I was going to say, what do you think about the halftime show?
What did I think about the halftime show? I enjoyed his guest stars more than him.
Okay, so like Alicia Keys.
Oh my God. Where right. Alicia Keys. I'm telling you, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last podcast, but like, maybe I did. My Boo is probably my favorite Usher song. Okay. Him and Alicia Keys. Yeah. Right? That was literally, that's on my, when I got married, dude, that was in my wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Like it was like part of my honeymoon soundtrack. Okay. Like, it is one of our favorite songs.
It's a great song.
So she comes out on that piano, mm-hmm. that amazing red dress.
Yes.
Bro, I was like, oh my God, yeah. they're going to do it. And I'm applauding on my couch. Right. Like, I was so happy.
Okay.
And they killed it.
They did.
It
was great.
And then everything else in the middle was mm-hmm. boring. The roller skating. Usher was blown up. Bro was sweating. I mean, I get it. I know there's lights. I know he's right. working hard. And, like, you know, James Brown said he was sweating too. But then, you know, there was years of cocaine abuse.
Right.
But, like, I was like, and he just announced a huge world tour.
Uh-huh.
He's coming to Chicago for 2 nights.
Okay.
I don't see this guy sweating all over the place.
Right.
Are you okay? Usher, are you okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And so I didn't like that.
Okay.
And I was, like, he was going through his songs, right?
Mm.
Oh, when her comes out and she starts ripping on the guitar, and what was it You Got It Bad?
Was it You Got It Bad? Yep, You Got It Bad. That's a guitar solo.
Yes. Yep. And she comes and she kills it.
Yeah, she did.
And I was like, dude, I'm telling you, I said in the last show, I said, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, F yeah, dude. And I was like, well, and then he's going through some more songs, and I was like, when is he going to get it to yeah? Because that's all anyone's waiting
right.
for.
Yeah.
And then out comes Luda and the Afro.
Yep.
Lil Jon. I was like, dude. So
they threw it way back.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Usher to me is somebody who's always with somebody. Okay. His features are more popular for me and my catalog. I don't listen to Usher records. Okay. I don't really care. I think he's kind of a boring R&B singer.
Okay.
But that's me.
Okay.
And his feature songs with Alicia or Luda or
Lil Jon
or like the Oh My God.
Oh.
Was that Will I Am?
Is it Will I Am?
Or is it David Guetta?
Is it what I am? I can't remember, man.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
But, like, those are the songs I gravitate to. The songs that he was doing by himself in the middle of the set, I was like, can we be done?
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. That was a long answer to say I liked parts of it.
Okay.
But overall, it's forgettable.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing.
Because I can watch an Alicia Keys concert and be happy.
Okay.
I can watch her concert and be happy. I can watch Luda and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need Usher.
he danced his ass off.
He did.
I'll tell you that.
He worked hard.
Yes, sir. He came out there and he danced his ass off. But to put it nicely, they could have got someone better.
Yeah.
They could have gotten someone better. Someone more up to date. I understand he's going through a tour. They could have got somebody more up to date.
He put the record out Friday. We talked about that.
Right.
And then they announced the tour that weekend.
Right.
So that was a Super Bowl effect.
Right.
Like everyone who's done the Super Bowl has always gone on tour.
Right.
But I mean, you asked last week who else it could have gotten. It wasn't going to be Taylor.
Right.
Okay. Check. Who else?
Who else? Right. There's tons of people.
Metallica.
I mean, you can get.
Do we want rock? Do we want metal? Do we want pop?
What do we want?
Rap last year, right?
Right. I would say most people want pop. So you're talking about, just some pop music, man. Some pop bands. The stuff that's in right now. I don't need to hear stuff that was popular 20 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it's good to hear that kind of stuff, but that's what concerts are for. He can do that at his concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where his fans come. Some people who watch the Super Bowl are not Usher fans. So, right. So if you're not an Usher fan, that's already one knock. And then you're singing stuff that's 20 years old, that's another knock. Okay? So why not just get somebody up to date with current hits? You know, who's current? That's how I feel about it. Like I said, he came out there and he danced crazy. Great dancing. He always been a great dancer, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... It was entertaining for what it was, but could have got somebody better.
So, as we kind of look towards the end of this episode, the last big thing about the Super Bowl is the commercials.
Okay.
So, right off the bat, I'm just going to ask you overall.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody said, did you like the commercials? What would you say?
You know what? Okay. You know what? Okay. I would say I love the commercials.
I'm going to tell you, people, he was blowing my phone up. Oh, my God. LOL, MFO, whatever. Like, he was just, you were dying. Like, and I had seen some of the commercials already. So I'm like, oh, he's going to love this one. And then he's like, he's hitting my phone up.
I love the commercials.
I think you enjoy it. You made me enjoy it because you were enjoying it.
Some of them I thought were really good. I really do. Like, I think, man, my favorite one. Okay, my top. Okay, if I had to pick a top three, okay, you got the CeraVe commercial.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. You had the, who was the Italian actor? Everybody was like mimicking his voice.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Yes, Christopher Walken. Love that one. That was hilarious. The one with LL Cool J was hilarious. And I think if I had to, okay, let's round it out to five.
All right.
The Stone Cold. Yeah,
the Mullets.
And then the one you just showed me with Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
And Uber Eats.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. So, you know, them were probably my favorite ones. It was a few other ones I thought were funny.
Yeah.
You know, the one with the guy from Jurassic Park. I always forget his name.
Jeff Goldblum.
He's hilarious. He always has like that serious, you know what I mean? Serious face, but like that hilarious undertone.
Yes.
Like, so, you know what I mean? So he's hilarious, dude. So he's hilarious. So he always does a great job. But, you know, I thought they were good, man. I really did. I enjoyed the Super Bowl commercials this year, which is crazy because now, even just 1 year back, mm-hmm. I thought the commercials for like the last 5 years have been terrible.
Right.
I truly, truly feel that way.
In a sense that nothing really stuck.
Nothing really stuck. You know, nothing was as funny, I think, as this year's. Because I'm big on commercials, man. One of the biggest reasons I watch the Super Bowl is to watch the commercials, man. Because I like football, but I'm not a football guy. I'm a basketball guy. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I like the commercials, man. I like the commercials. And before we go on to your thoughts, everyone, you must know, Jason actually votes on the commercials of Super Bowl Day. So the commercials you watched on Super Bowl Day, Jason voted for them.
Yep. In the USA Today ad meter that everyone kind of like sees the next day after the Super Bowl, I'm lucky enough to be one of the people that gets to vote. So awesome. I get emailed and I get all this, all this, you know, secret stuff.
Right.
So like before the Super Bowl, I had already seen about 30 of these commercials and I'd already rated them.
Okay.
So I was like, I'd be really interested to see what people like. And I'll just say this. The USA Today posted their ratings or whatever of the 59 voted on commercials on a scale of 1 to 10. And no commercial averaged over a 7.
Wow.
So you're saying like the best commercial? Mm-hmm. If 5 is like meh, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. And 6 is like, eh, it's okay.
Right.
That was the best commercial.
That was the best.
And that was the State Farm, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like a good neighbor commercial.
Which was funny too.
Yes.
But first of all, that commercial had already been running for a week. It's like, what? I mean, oh my. But even that commercial only got a 6.6.
Yeah.
There's some tough critics out there, man.
And I think the reason why I asked you, you know, did you overall like the commercials? Because most of the people we talked to on Monday, at least I talked to at work and other places, people were just like, ah, oh, they sucked. Like, that was the first answer. Oh, they were terrible. Nothing was funny.
Right.
And I can agree that, yeah, most of these were kind of bad.
Okay.
Like, when I was going through the rating process, maybe, like, 2 stuck out as, like, 10s.
Okay.
Right? So, for me, my top 5 commercials were the Squarespace commercial directed by Martin Scorsese with the aliens.
Okay.
The Budweiser is Clydesdale's. They call it the old school delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and I was telling you earlier, I'm like, that's for us older people who remember the Clydesdales from like the 90s.
Right.
Like we mark out for some weird shit.
Okay.
And when those Clydesdales come on, people are like, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What did I, sorry. I liked the trailer for Wicked.
Oh man, I didn't mention any movie.
We'll cover that real next.
Okay,
because that wasn't in my pre-ad like selection, so I had no clue it was coming.
Okay,
and that's a movie. Me and my wife are huge Wicked fans. We've read the books, we've seen the musical, and we've been waiting for this movie. This movie's been in production hell for like 10 years, and then hell, COVID hit it and fucking stopped it.
Oh wow!
It has been. Everything you could go wrong with this movie has gone wrong.
Okay.
So the fact that it's getting a date for Thanksgiving, and it looks amazing.
It does.
It's got a great cast. I like the mullets with Stone Cold. Mm-hmm. It was for Kawasaki.
Mm-hmm.
The E-Trade Pickleball Babies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really
funny.
They were funny. Oh man, gosh, I can't think of. I'm trying. And we literally went through all the commercials before we started recording. The Jennifer Aniston Uber Eats one.
Yeah.
That was hilarious because if you've watched Friends, it's and you know Ross and Rachel,
right?
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
So, but like, oh, I'm sorry. The Robert Kennedy Jr. commercial.
Oh yeah.
Which. As somebody who, if you listen to the podcast, you know our thoughts, you know my thoughts, he's getting my vote, and it is going to awaken people to the possibility of a third party. And I even texted my mom that the night of the Super Bowl. She had no clue Kennedy was running. and she's considering voting for him. So that $7 million ad right. might get one more vote.
Wow. $7 million ad. Wow.
It was $7 million for 30 seconds. That's what businesses paid.
Wow. Wow, man. That is crazy.
In some commercials, like the Coors Light with LL Cool J, those are a minute. You know, so that's right. $14 million.
Wow. That is insane. You know what's even more insane to think about? Our viewership is raising that price.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
What's it going to be next year?
Right.
If you're going to get 123 million viewers?
Right.
If the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl next year and Taylor Swift is still dating him?
Right. Oh, my God. If they're married?
Oh, right.
That would be crazy. Yes, sir.
So, Jeremiah alluded to it. Mm-hmm. There were some great trailers for some upcoming movies this year.
Really
What
excited.
Did you like?
Okay, we got Deadpool 3.
Yes.
Super excited about that. This also was like derailed, almost nearly derailed by the
COVID?
Not even COVID. What was the other thing with the actors?
The strike. Yeah.
That almost took this one off the grid. But it's back. We got it coming. So we got Deadpool 3.
Woo!
We got the fourth addition to the series of Planet of the Apes. What a wonderful day.
What a wonderful day.
The way we started this whole podcast.
Yes.
It was really good, man. That seems like it's going to be epic. You got Twisters in there.
Yes.
That looks like it's going to be super dope.
In high school, all I wanted to be was a meteorologist.
Okay.
I love earth science.
Okay.
I love weather. I literally have my earth science book from high school still in my library, like in my personal library.
Okay.
Right. I love the earth. I love the weather. When they talk about like the barometric pressure and all that stuff, I'm like a weather nerd.
Okay.
And so then when Twister came out, I was a junior in high school when Twister came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is my movie.
Right.
and so then 2024, which is 30 years later-ish, we get a sequel that looks tremendous.
It looks really good.
And what we can do with the movies now, oh my God.
It looks really good. I like when they were like, oh yeah, we call this guy the Tornado Hunter. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, man, this is going to be badass. That was good. And then there's one more. And this is almost like my most anticipated one. But I keep forgetting it.
Quiet Place.
The Quiet Place.
Day one.
I have to see it. I have to see that movie.
He's talked about his love for Emily Blunt.
Yes, sir.
And the first one.
Yes, sir.
I never saw this.
My love for her, period. Yeah. I love Emily Blunt.
I didn't see the second one yet. Maybe I should catch up.
Okay.
But that looked awesome. My wife, who... We saw the first one. We didn't really want to see the second one. She wasn't really interested in it. But when we saw that trailer, her eyes perked up and she's like, well, that looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get into the day of A Quiet Place, it's already happening.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The monsters are already there.
Yeah, they're already there. They're already escaped. They're already hiding, if I recall.
Everybody knows to be quiet.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So now this is going to be... how it happens.
Yes.
And those type of science fiction movies, those are scary as hell.
Yes, like, I love that.
Like, oh my God, how do we, you know, learning that and like, then trying to be quiet.
Right.
And then there's more people around.
Right.
Oh.
It's going to be crazy to see that movie. I'm expecting big things from that movie. I really am. That's probably going to be, those four movies probably will be, are they all coming out in 2024?
Yep.
They'll probably be four of the biggest ones or the bigger ones this year. Speaking of movies, what we got coming up next, Jason?
Oh, man. Next week, please join us as we discuss Madam Web. And if some of you don't know who that is, she is in the Spider-Man universe.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to give much more away. Dakota Johnson stars in it. Sydney Sweeney's in it. You might know her from her time on Euphoria on the Max series. And there's a few other actresses that I'm not 100% familiar with, but that Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson are your big stars. And the trailer looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see it next week. at the Screen X in New Berlin, which is like a wraparound screen. So mm-hmm. we're really going to like, there's going to be a lot to talk about. It's going to be a special event.
Yes, sir. For those of you who don't know, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so we got it coming up.
Yes.
And it's going to be awesome.
Yes, sir. anything else, Jeremiah?
I think that's it, Jason.
All right. Well, if you're new to us, thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. We're on X and Twitter.
All right, guys. Catch you next time.